Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Students with undocumented parents are weighing whether to fill out the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Submitting the form unlocks help in paying for college, but it requires sharing detailed personal information about their parents. And there are heightened concerns over what the Trump administration might do with this information. WBEZ's Lisa Kurian Phillip has more.
I really wanted you to hear directly from students wrestling with this almost impossible decision. But you're not going to hear from them in the story. There's just so much fear right now. Students worry that even if they speak with me anonymously, their families will be targeted for deportation. It's the same fear they have about the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Most students need to submit it to be able to afford college. It's the only way to get federal loans and grants to cover tuition and other costs. But filling it out essentially means telling the government whether or not your parents are undocumented. Carla Robles is with the College Access Group One Goal.
By law, this information is protected, but like that's right now, right? Like that's current fact. Like we don't know what will happen, and we also don't want to speculate.
There's a very real fear that the Trump administration might one day use the information students share on the FAFSA for immigration enforcement. Given the uncertainty, Robles says her staff is not telling students to make one choice or another.
It's hard to tell a teacher, hey, basically tell students like it's up to you. Like, and students look up to these teachers for guidance, and it's like, oh, but like, why aren't you telling me to go left or right?
But she says,
this is a deeply personal decision that students need to make with their families.
Idea Acosta is chief college officer for the Noble Charter School Network in Chicago and was once undocumented herself. She says for students from mixed immigration status families, submitting the FAFSA has always been risky.
I have never believed that people's information was safe.
She says some of their information might already be on file with the federal government if they've paid taxes, for example.
You can ask DACA recipients, even if they were told that their information would not be used with other entities. Most applicants were well aware, right, that they were making a choice with some risk.
Acosta doesn't mean families can ignore Trump's threats of mass deportations. She tears up talking about the ICE raids that have made so many of her students fearful over the past 2 weeks.
They needed to assess like what risks they were taking and what benefits they could gain from applying for FAFSA, right? A pathway for a child to have access to college and transform their opportunities.
Fill out the FAFSA and risk exposing your undocumented parents to immigration authorities. Don't fill out the FAFSA and lose out on the opportunity to go to college.
I feel very passionate, committed to college access for Black and Brown children as the most predictable and sustainable pathway for our youth, not only to be able to find financial freedom, but to create positive multi-generational change.
That's why, despite the fears so far, students are choosing to submit the FAFSA.
With financial aid, I think that I thought that we would see a decrease in applicants, but no, we haven't seen that.
That's Tanya Cabrera, chair of the Illinois Dream Fund. It's a scholarship program for undocumented students.
Students are like, I'm going to get my degree. Like, it's going to happen no matter what. And we're taking that risk. And the parents are like, you know, we came here for a better life and, you know, to be productive members. And if we can't do that, at the very least, we can make sure our child gets their degree.
Cabrera says students and their families are trying to do what they can now to prepare for a very uncertain future. Lisa Kurian Phillip, WBEZ News.